on nearly 20 acres of land in the southwest corner of the Niagara Falls Airport sit large and unused World War II-era buildings. Greatest among them is a hangar facility that Senator Rob Ort aims to see used as a home for Mercy Flight.
This first phase, which is what the $500,000 really envisions, is for the Mercy Flight phase, you know, making that hangar and making the adjacent space work for them, for their needs and what they're looking for.
But not even that first phase can happen until acquisition of the site is finalized. That depends on the U.S. Army, the site's current owner, and the town of Niagara finalizing an economic development conveyance. It's a process that transfers ownership at a cost below fair market value for the purpose of creating jobs. Ort says that process isn't expected to be completed until at least 2016, so the purpose of the steering committee meetings is to be ready when it happens. He says whether or not there will be a need for additional funding in the first phase is unknown, but assures that whatever costs are to come will be tied to actual work.
So we're not just going to be throwing some money at the wall and hoping we get to a certain point. We'll know exactly what we're going to get out of that funding, and once that's completed, we'll obviously have to look for additional sources of funding to continue.
Beyond a home for Mercy Flight, Ort sees the hub as a potential site for storage of emergency supplies and equipment and training for first responders, law enforcement, and federal agencies. The question remains, who will fund the operation of the emergency management hub after its construction? Ort says the project is a good candidate for state and federal level funding. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.